The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, brings down the famous statement of Rabbi Chanina that Harbe Lamati Mirabaisai, I learned much Torah from my Rabbeim, Umichaveira Yaser, Mirabaisai, from my friends, I learned even more than them, Umitalmida Yaser Mikulam, but from my Talmidim, I learned more than everyone. So the Muslim Talmidi Yaser Mikulam, a person learns and grows in his Torah from his Talmidim. And Rav Huttner asks an interesting kash over here. This is in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Huttner, Pachad Yitzchak, on page Kuf Tes. He says that this idea of mitamidi yosem mikulam bepashas is something which is not unique to Torah. It applies to any chacham, anything that you teach. If a person is teaching math, you're teaching English, teaching science, when you give it over to Talmidim and the students ask you questions, they sharpen you, they make you, force you to know the material better, they force you to delve deeper into it, and you end up growing more by teaching, by giving it to Talmidim. This is a klal which is yadua. So why does Ibn Chanina say this as something which is miyuchat to Torah? Obviously, he's not just saying over a known fact in psychology that we all know. He's saying something miyuchat to Torah. Why is this miyuchat to Torah if it's something which seems to apply to every chachma? And Afunda explains that Ibn Chanina over here is not just referring to the regular klal, that when you give over to Talmidim, they sharpen you and they enhance your understanding. That, of course, is true with any chachma and true in Torah as well. But he's saying a davar amik over here, which is unique to Torah. He says, by Torah, there's a concept of kinesinasa, that when we learn Torah, it has to be learned the way it was given, and the way it was given at Har Sinai. When you learn Torah the way it was given at Har Sinai, that enhances our connection to Torah, and it helps it be niklat even greater than it would be otherwise. And that you see from the Gemara and Brachas, that when it comes to Tum and other Nyanim, there's a musik of kinesinasa. It has to be be'ema b'hiya, restless b'hiya, just like the way Torah was given at Har Sinai. And he says the way Torah was given was, as we refer to in the bracha, was a musik of hamalamed Torah al-Ami Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Rebbe. He was the Rebbe, and he was teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. It was a musik of a Rebbe to a Talmud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the malamed, and he was the one who taught us the Torah. And he says that's the way Torah has to be given over, Dumya Tamayim at Har Sinai, where it's a relationship of a Rebbe to a Talmud. And he says whenever there's a relationship of Rebbe to Talmud, so that means that you're coming closer to the image of Maimon Har Sinai, closer to that Bechina of Kinesinasa, and Mela, your whole Limud HaTorah is a different Limud HaTorah because you're closer to Maimon Har Sinai. And when you get closer to Maimon Har Sinai, you obviously understand the Torah better because you're closer to the Sharish of the way things should be. So Mela says, that's Shana Min Talmidi Yosef Mikulam, besides for the natural and rational element of your Talmidim sharpening you, but when you have this musig of a Rebbe to a Talmud relationship, when you give it over from Rebbe to Talmud, you're becoming closer to the tzura of a melamed Torah l'am Yisrael, of the Rebbe to a Talmud, the ultimate Rebbe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching Torah to us, closer to the kinesinasa of Maimon Har Sinai, mimela the experience of limud HaTorah is a whole different experience, and the divrei Torah niklat much greater than they would be if it would be learnt without the mahalach of a Rebbe to a Talmud.